with Dion and Alan.
Hi, this is Dion, and I'm sitting with Alan, and we're continuing to talk about the ways in which we read Scripture and how we can do that to discover and bring life. And Alan, it's great to be with you again today. And I'd like to kick off this first segment that we are doing by asking you just to give us a few more tips on how we can read Scripture responsibly and in a Christian manner.
Thanks, Dion. It's great to be back with you. Yes, when I speak to people, often I hear that people are struggling to read Scripture. How do you read the passage of Scripture? And one of the things that I found really helpful is to enter the Scripture with a couple of questions. And the questions act as a lens through which one will then engage the Scripture. So there are four questions. The first question is, what does the passage say about God? The second, what does the passage say about human beings? Third, what does the passage say about creation? Fourth, what does the passage say about the relationship between God, human beings, and creation?
Now, don't you want to just unpack those four questions for us? And just as you go through, repeat them. I just want to let them sink in a little bit and get some understanding of what you mean.
Okay, so give you an example. I'm a preacher, Dion, and some nights I got to confess on Saturday night I don't have a sermon.
I've been there.
Yeah, have you been there? And it's difficult. So sometimes I'm reading a passage of Scripture on Saturday night, and what I do is I take four separate pieces of paper, and I simply write four headings: God, humanity, creation, and relationship, each on a separate page. And then when I read the passage of Scripture, I write down anything and everything that this passage is telling me about God. Then on the next piece of paper, I write down anything and everything it's telling me about human beings. What am I learning about human beings? The good and the bad. I learn the next page, what is it saying about creation? And finally, what is this relationship between? Now, it helps so much, Dion. Let me give you an example. If we have to take the story of God encountering Moses in the wilderness, in the burning bush. Mm. I don't know if you've been a part of some Bible studies, Dion, where that particular scripture can divide the group in two. There are some who say, yes, that's exactly literally how it happened. And others are saying, no, it's a metaphor, it's a parable, it's part of imagination, etc. Have you had that? And sometimes a Bible study group can split in two and people can just be at odds, arguing.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's the same text they're reading, but people hold such different views about its truth in a sense.
That's right. Because some are saying it's factually true, some are saying it's not. And you can spend the whole evening arguing. When you ask these questions, I believe, Dion, that these questions can take both groups to a deeper level of meaning in the text. So, for example, both groups can ask, but hang on, what do we learn about God? Now, let's maybe do this together, Dion. Let's work on that text. We've got God meeting Moses, encountering Moses through this bush that's burning but not being consumed. So let's ask the question, what do we learn about God?
Well, I think one of the first things I would say is that God's relational.
Yes.
God relates to Moses.
Wonderful. God's relational. God makes an effort to get our attention, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What else?
I'd say, God is present in nature.
Yes.
In a bush. And in extraordinary ways.
That's it.
In a burning bush.
So there's mystery that surrounds God's presence. There's mystery that we may not be able to fully understand.
Yeah.
So we're learning about God here. Now, what do we know about, humanity from that story?
We can certainly see that, that Moses is afraid.
Right.
So sometimes people are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
He was uncertain.
Right. We can learn that human beings have within them this need and ability to engage with the divine.
Yeah.
To engage with God.
Yeah.
To converse with God. We were made for relationship with God.
Yeah. Moses goes in there to speak to God and discover things about God and about himself and about people.
Right.
The world.
And what do we learn about creation?
I think we learn that certainly I think about it, that creation is filled with the presence of God. God is present in creation.
Lovely, yeah. So that God is not reduced to creation, but God can come to us through creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. So if we had to look at now, what do we learn about the relationship between all of those?
I think the one thing that it teaches us is that all of these elements are part of God's plan to bring us closer to God's self. And we can learn something very important about those relationships together in the text.
Absolutely. And we learn that, remember who Moses was. Moses, Dion, was a murderer.
Mm.
He was on the run. He was one of the people that many today would ask for the death penalty.
Yeah.
And what do we learn? We learn that God comes to him.
Yeah.
That God doesn't give up on people. That the world may want to string them up high. And God says, hang on, I've still got use for you.
That's wonderful. Now let's see if we can take that a little bit further in our next section and return to those four.
If you are stirred by this message and would like to get in touch with us, please send us a text to +27 782 785 300. For more audio and information on this series, please visit www.mannaandmercy.org.